This is the Seedbed Daily Text. Are you a for person or an against person? Acts 26, 9 to 11. I too was convinced that I ought to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And that is just what I did in Jerusalem. On the authority of the chief priests, I put many of the Lord's people in prison, and when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. Many a time I went from one synagogue to another to have them punished, and I tried to force them to blaspheme. I was so obsessed with persecuting them that I even hunted them down in foreign cities. Consider this. Are you a for person or an against person? Let me ask it another way. What are you for? Many people, if not most, cannot answer this question with any sufficient or satisfying detail. Over the course of life and time, people slowly become cynical about their ideals, hopes, and aspirations, and even their faith, and wind up becoming more defined by what they oppose than what they are for. This is not about politics, but human nature. Hence my question, are you a for person or an against person? So what does this have to do with Paul in today's text? Thanks for asking. Paul tells his story to King Agrippa through this framework. Paul begins by sharing with Agrippa just how much of an against person he used to be. He said it clearly. His opposition to Jesus of Nazareth and his followers was an obsession fueled by aggression. Paul defined himself by what he opposed. I know some of you are thinking, but underneath his opposition to Jesus, he was actually for something else. Okay, what was he for? Where have you ever heard him talk about anything he was for before he met Jesus? For that matter, scan back through the Gospels and see if you can find direct evidence of what the Pharisees were for in their fight against Jesus. I can't find it. I'm sure they were for something. After all, everyone who is for something is also against other things. My question has to do with your center of gravity. Once a person's center of gravity shifts from what they are for to what they are against, they tend to slowly lose sight of what they were for, and life becomes fueled by obsessive opposition. Let's be honest. Being against works powerfully in motivating campaigns and causes. It just won't move the gospel. Only four people move the gospel. One doesn't have to look very far to find out what a for person is for. It's patently obvious. After Paul met Jesus, it became overwhelmingly, abundantly clear he was for Jesus. Maybe it's the difference between aggressive obsession and passionate pursuit. I'm beginning to think this may have been the most significant element of Paul's conversion. He ceased being an against person and became a for person. He traded in his angry obsession for a holy passion. So I'll ask it again. Are you a for person or an against person? How can you tell? If you don't have an immediate answer to the question, what are you for, then you are probably an against person. Paul shows us, by the power of the Holy Spirit, profound change is possible. The prayer, come Holy Spirit. The question, so how about you? Are you a for person or an against person? Be honest. For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.